From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. Scalia died in his sleep of natural causes at a resort in southwest Texas. The conservative jurist was 79 years old. He was appointed to the High Court by President Ronald Reagan in 1986. Speaking from California, President Barack Obama praised Scalia's dedication and life of public service.
Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law. Tonight, we honor his extraordinary service to our nation and remember one of the towering legal figures of our time.
Mr. Obama also said he plans to nominate Scalia's successor and called on the U.S. Senate to do its duty to confirm the new justice. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, immediately voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said Obama can and should send the Senate a nominee right away. Pope Francis has celebrated Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Thousands of cheering faithful jammed the square in front of the basilica to hear the Argentine-born Pope. His homily alluded to the themes of his visit: poverty, immigration, and crime. The pontiff earlier demanded that Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. Saturday morning at the presidential palace, the Pope told President Enrique Peña Nieto and government authorities that those in public office must be honest and upright and not seduced by privilege. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria has reached a critical turning point. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Kerry said decisions made in the near future could either end the Syrian civil war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Kerry said that all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step toward a political solution. Despite the UN Security Council's demand that all parties immediately cease any attacks against civilians, Kerry said the Damascus regime's offensive aimed at civilian areas has only increased. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military airbase near the Turkish border and a village captured from rebel forces by the YPG militia. Ankara considers the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and the YPG militia to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. NATO's top official has rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance has rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that all of NATO's recent moves have been in direct response to Russia's actions.
But we are responding in a defensive way, in a proportionate way, and absolutely in line with our international obligations and agreements.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there. It has also established a rapid reaction force. The United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. And Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday that more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The latest figures indicate a 23% increase over last week's total. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes the birth defect microcephaly, in which babies' brains do not develop properly and they are born with unusually small heads. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.